You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 23. Thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about my top five most wanted features for the next Nintendo Switch. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And you can also find me on Twitter, where we go by @MidlifeSQ. So recently I did something that the Gen Xer in me never thought I would do. I cut the cord. As a kid of the 80s, I grew up during the debut of cable television. Yes, I'm that old. The magic of having dozens of channels to watch, seeing the genesis of networks like MTV, CNN, and HBO. I grew up before all of our entertainment was on demand and anything you want was streamed directly to you in nanoseconds. If you wanted to watch something, you set down the TV guide and you surfed through the channels until you found something cool. And to this day, I like to sit down at the end of a long day and flip through channels. But the simple fact of the matter is that I'm already paying for subscription services like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. So it was getting harder and harder to justify paying that nearly $200 a month bill to DirecTV. So we made the move. We canceled the service, and now that satellite dish sits on our roof like an ancient relic. I thought it would be harder to adjust to, but really it's been fine. It's been cool. Hulu offers a live TV option, so I can still get that channel surfing thrill. But now I'm not tied down to any contracts, and I'm saving a whole bunch of money. And I don't have to worry about bad reception when it's raining or windy or snowing like it is right now, like crazy. So as an old fart who doesn't like change, let me tell you that if you've been on the fence about doing this, about cutting the cord, I assure you it's not so bad. Assuming you've got a quick enough internet service and data caps aren't an issue. In the early days of the Nintendo Switch, I was fairly certain that this console would go down as one of my favorites of all time. It had a cool, unique concept which melded their handheld and console markets into one and featured an absolutely stellar lineup of games in its first year. In the first 12 months alone, we got Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, ARMS, which some people liked, and the surprisingly good Mario vs. Rabbids Kingdom Battle. It's honestly one of the best first-year lineups of all time. I was so excited about the momentum that Nintendo had, and the thought of getting games of that caliber every year had me absolutely giddy. Unfortunately, Nintendo never really topped that first year. And for me personally, the console has become less and less interesting with each passing year. There've certainly been lots of games released, they just never were able to match that launch year magic, and the hardware honestly has not aged as gracefully as other consoles. During the recent Nintendo Direct, we got a look at the lineup of games coming in the next 12 months or so, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot on the slate after that, and I get the feeling that they're maybe now starting to hold some games back for what will be the eventual successor to the Switch. But what can we expect from Nintendo's next console? What do we even want it to be? I certainly have my own ideas, so I came up with the five features that I want to see when the Switch 2 arrives. So, first off, for number five, I did call it the Switch 2 because one of the things I really want out of the next console is for Nintendo to not try and do anything too radical or try and reinvent the wheel. I want the next console to stick to the core fundamentals that made the Switch so cool in the first place. A handheld console with removable controllers that can be docked to play on your television. This idea was magical, and in my mind, this has to be their philosophy moving forward. Now, Nintendo does love to get super weird and creative with each new console, but the last time they tried to follow up a massively successful console with a bold new idea, we ended up with the Wii U. And they can't fall into that trap again. Take that amazing and brilliant Switch design and refine it and tweak it into something that feels both familiar but new and amazing. Next on my list is for Nintendo to create a product that feels premium. As great as the design of the Switch was, the materials and build of the thing has oftentimes felt cheap and flimsy. I'm not usually one to buy iterations of a console, so I'm still playing with my launch Switch, meaning I'm not enjoying that beautiful OLED screen that are on newer versions, and I want a top-of-the-line screen on all of the new consoles, and I want them to create a Joy-Con that feels sturdy and comfortable to hold. I can't tell you how many sets of Joy-Cons I've gone through because of drift or just them falling apart when one gets dropped. I want a solid, premium-feeling Switch that feels like a top-of-the-line machine in my hands. Number three would be a total overhaul of the UI. When the Switch launched, I thought the user interface was simple and basic, but it was functional. But I assumed that, like most modern consoles, it would see lots of iterations and upgrades over the years. Well, it didn't. It had a few tweaks here and there, but it's still essentially the same. From the game catalog to the store itself, it is in desperate need of something that is both more functional as well as more visually appealing. Number two on my list, I want to see Nintendo embrace some of the franchises and games that they seem to have really forgotten. One of the reasons my love of the Switch has waned is because I kept waiting for sequels to some of my favorite series, but instead, we got a dozen new Fire Emblem games or Kirby games. I'm not saying that the games have been bad at all. In fact, if you love JRPGs, this might be one of the best consoles of all time. that's just not really my jam anymore. I kind of grew out of that genre. But the series that I truly love, those have pretty much been ignored. And I'm talking about Pilot Wings, Wave Race, F-Zero, Star Fox, Donkey Kong, 1080 Snowboarding, and good old-fashioned 2D Mario games. At least we're getting a new Pikmin this year, though. And the number one feature that I want to see as part of the next iteration of the Nintendo Switch is backwards compatibility. 100% complete, uncomplicated backwards compatibility. This generation, Nintendo has gotten away with making people repurchase all of those games that they've bought before over again. But that crap isn't going to fly anymore. When I power up that new machine, I need to be able to log in to my Nintendo account and download every single game that I purchased on the Switch. And while it's not my favorite method of supporting old games, they really need to let you access that current catalog of Nintendo Switch Online games and also add even more to that lineup. Backwards compatibility is no longer a cool feature that some consoles support. It is a critical and expected part of modern gaming. Let's end this week's episode by spreading some more positivity. And this week, I want to give a shout out to some of the more under the radar folks in the gaming community, but a very, very important part of this industry, and that is the gaming PR folks. I've known a bunch of PR people in my nearly 10 years as a gaming content creator, and nearly every single one of them is a super nice person who busts their butt to not only get the messaging out about their upcoming games, but working with everyone from the biggest news sites like IGN and GameSpot to the smallest of indie creators to make sure that they have what they need to provide coverage of their games. Moving on from a smaller but established website to relaunching my own brand new podcast was daunting for a number of reasons, including wondering if I'd have to start from square one in trying to reestablish all those connections that I had made. And every one of the PR folks that I know have been super awesome during this new phase. So thank you, Games PR, for all of the super hard work that you do that usually goes uncelebrated, but I know and appreciate all that you do. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter, where we go by MidlifeSQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.